Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We call it the rule of law. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, with the inspired by the almighty brilliant checks and balances put in place by our founders, we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Man, we talk about a lot of hard-hitting topics on the radio. We got our guest on, Michael Connolly, USJF.net, one of our brothers in Liberty. We're grateful for his leadership and his involvement, to say the least. He's the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. He's put together articles of impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama on a number of fronts. Just wish Congress had the guts to do something productive about it, huh? MichaelConnolly.jigsy.com is his personal website. USJF.net is the United States Justice Foundation website. He's also a huge guy to stand up for veterans. He's suing the VA and all kinds of government belligerent, out-of-control organizations that want to deny veterans their right to keep and bear arms, claiming they're all mentally ill, they're all crazy. It's just a manipulated loophole to eventually marginalize everyone. Pretty soon, those conservatives that believe in the Constitution wouldn't be able to have a gun, huh? He also created the booklet, Our Constitution. That's also the name of his talk show. Man, the guy's talented. He's a writer. He's a speaker. He's a talk show host. He's a lawyer. He believes in the Constitution. Man, they don't make them like that anymore, do they, folks? Anyway, we talked about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund or program. We talked about the VA response to Michael Connolly's lawsuits and FOIA requests, etc. Drop dead was their response. Michael's not taken too kindly to that either. We talked about good news, Alabama Judge Roy Moore. He told the state courts to ignore federal ruling on gay marriage, the big battles taking place in Alabama. The federal order, Judge Roy Moore says, violates the Alabama state constitution. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort, outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. Hour two brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com gets it done. We had our guest on Joel Scals and WorldAffairsBrief.com. We asked the question, is Vladimir Putin autistic? The mainstream press suggesting so. They say he has a form of Asperger's and interesting. I'm not really for Vladimir Putin because I don't really back the communist Russians. But when they stand for Christian principles, you got to say, it doesn't matter who's right, it matters what's right, huh? We also talked about NATO's response, or I should say non-response, NATO's non-response to Russian aggression in the Ukraine. We talked about evidence of Israel running serious rebel, let me say this over. Evidence of Israel running Syrians, rebels from Jordan. We got hot spots all around the world, folks, and for some reason, America's at the center of all of it. And every time we say we got to be there for peace, but it never is peace. It's always war. Thus, the military-industrial complex, I guess, huh? Thus, the hawkish Republican viewpoint takes center stage again. Tragic, but true. Government-sponsored disinformation teams all over the world. You got government news propaganda taking center stage, too, unfortunately. We talked about Roy Moore. Alabama Supreme Court justice makes 11th hour attempt to halt gay marriage. And about two-thirds of the counties, I guess he's getting it done, by the way. Or maybe three-quarters. Alabama showdown with the Supremes. The Supremes say, go gay. That's their phrase. Alabama's largest paper, sad to say, again, engages in propaganda. It just shows the belligerence of the mainstream press. But again, he who owns the media makes the rules. Alabama's largest newspaper mocks Christian Judge Roy Moore and asks, do you think Roy Moore's a closet homosexual? See, these people, there's just no end to their debauchery and their abuse and their manipulation of the truth. Wow. Political notes on the Republican nomination from Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Measles are scaring folks, and it's driving the agenda for forced vaccinations. We also talked about Scott Walker's war on good government. In other words, he's standing for good government, but the mainstream press wants to put Walker in a bad light. Scott Walker trips on the search for truth, they claim. They also say Scott Walker sneak attack on senior citizens. They could not be further from the truth. They're perverting it, just like the mainstream press is so well known for. They think it's going to serve them well. Back in the gatekeeping days, it did serve them well because they could control the outcome of the dialogue. Now new media takes center stage, and they're not able to get that done anymore. So it's going to backfire. They're going to continue to lose viewers, lose listeners, lose readers, etc., etc. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. Now, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com on the internet, also on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of your Roku player for the Liberty News Radio channel and live and on-demand radio, Liberty Roundtable, live and on-demand, and many other talk shows as well. So that's a recap. Today's news the networks refuse to use starts now, brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like to have government-free honey? I'm talking raw honey, not pasteurized, not manipulated, not added, enriched, any of that garbage, just honey coming from the bees, you know what I'm talking about? Kurt's got raw honey, multiple options that taste incredible. Get a hold of Kurt, learn more, have honey shipped straight to your door. Kurt, C-U-R-T, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211, that's 801-669-2211. Kurt Crosby will take good care of you. Speaking of Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. By the way, Kurt needs a big old swig of that honey in the morning to get fired up. Meantime, we'll talk to our buddy Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate you guys.
We tear it up on the radio, buddy, with news the networks refuse to use everywhere. What do you think of this Judge Roy Moore taking on the whole federal government case? I dig it, and just think if we had 49 other states that had the guts Roy Moore had, we would have nullified now, baby.
Well, we've got some sheriffs that are doing a little bit of that. We've got the state of Kansas telling the feds better not try enforcing any unconstitutional gun laws in the state or they'll get arrested. Other similar laws in the area of firearms manufacturing. There's, I think, now about a half a dozen states that say if the gun is made in our state, then federal law does not apply. And Wyoming said, we'll arrest you if you try to make it apply. So,
and that's good news if we keep things in perspective. What I mean is they could say federal law does not apply, does not apply, does not apply when it comes to the interstate commerce issue, and I agree with that. However, if you're not careful, they might come back and say, yeah, we can restrict your right to keep and bear arms too. The federal law doesn't apply there either. So what I mean is it's a double-edged sword if we're not careful, right?
Well, the encouraging thing is that folks are finally beginning to push back, and you're correct. We have to be sure-footed and know what we're doing, but finally, it seems as if the will is there, and that's something we don't see a whole lot of here in Washington. So it's good that
you got that right.
Liberty
and,
is burning.
And the reason I bring that up is not to say that we shouldn't nullify federal law when necessary, because we should. That's part of the American checks and balances and matrix as well. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying we need to do so with an educated eye on the ball. And what I mean by that is, hey, when the federal government does something that it does not have authority to do, then we need to flat out reject it and nullify. That's part of the check and balance, part of the genius of the American system. At the same time, when there is a federal law that absolutely relates, meaning the right to keep and bear arms, it was a nationally recognized reality, and every state understood when they became a member of the union, they signed up for, hey, governments can't touch your right of self-defense, codified by your right to keep and bear arms. If we understand it properly, if we're educated, we have nothing to fear, and if we're not educated, we have everything to fear. So I'm not at all suggesting we shouldn't advocate for nullification. I'm just saying we need to be educated about how we move forward is all.
I quite agree. And happily, it's not really rocket science, and I think even a politician can get it straight if they want.
No, sir. No, sir. Politicians cannot get it straight. They have brain damage. The rest of us have it. Now, those who get elected aren't politicians in nature probably get it, too. Steve Stockman and several others, I do believe, got it and get it. But once you become a politician, once you kind of cross that threshold to where it isn't about serving the people. It isn't about the rule of law. It isn't about God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. It's about me or my money or my popularity or my whatever. Somehow they lose this understanding, don't they?
Well, they don't lose it, but they kind of put it aside, shall we say. And they don't want to act on it because, well, you know, what would their colleagues say? And that's an awfully important part of what we have to keep an eye on, is that the peer pressure that they succumb to is a real problem.
You got that right. Quick pause. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org. Become a lifetime member. I am, and highly recommend you become one as well. We're going to talk about Sheriff Richard Mack in seconds. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack on your radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Vigor test. Your scientifically backed free Vigor test. What's Vigor? Think of it as less depression. Think of it as energy. Think of it as a positive attitude. Think of it as no road rage, just cheerful disposition where you can kick back and go, all right, if that guy's goofy enough to change lanes and talk on his cell phone, and that's fine. Wait, she's brushing her hair and putting on her makeup. That's cool. I'm all good with that. All right, if you want to learn more and get Vigor in your life, take the free test. Then with Natural Health and Healing Solutions, increase your Vigor score today. I did, and think you ought to do the same. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. 801-669-2211. Larry Pratt, riding shotgun, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. It looks like Sheriff Mack had a heart attack a couple weeks ago. He's out of the hospital. It was a 100% blockage of the Widowmaker, so it was pretty rough. And it's a day-by-day recovery. Some days are good, some days are bad. It's a struggle, but he's doing okay. We're grateful that he's alive, and he's doing well. The problem is, his wife went to the hospital a couple of weeks before he did, after the heart attack, and the bottom line is they got huge medical bills, like $100,000 worth. And it'd be nice to be able to settle those for about 50%, but it would take cash. Deadlines are expiring, so it's kind of rough. We've managed to raise $10,000 almost on GoFundMe, and we really want people to help. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. I'm going to say it again. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Larry Pratt, you want to comment on this?
I heard about that and immediately responded, as you're urging listeners right now to respond. Sheriff Mack is just absolutely a gem. He has done so much for the freedom movement, and the idea that we might be able to help keep him in the saddle is a really good idea. And I'm encouraged to hear that he actually has become very active again, so we're very pleased that his recovery has been going so well. But the monetary problem could put a hurt on anybody, and those are some real numbers. So helping out America's leading patriot, I think, would be money well spent.
Please get involved today. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. All right, moving back to the Roy Moore issue, there is a couple of tidbits that we think you ought to know about relating to this. Part of the problem that we run into if we're not careful is if the headlines continue to sound the same, even people like me kind of go, nah, I already saw that, next. So we got to be very careful that we articulate the details well enough. Headline says, Alabama Chief Justice orders state judges to defy feds on gay marriage. Now, that sounds like the same stuff we've covered for the last several days, Kurt.
Well, just imagine if someone told you that somebody said this about this case. In this case, the court refuses even to grant a temporary stay when it will resolve the issue at hand in several months. I would have shown the people of Alabama the respect they deserve and preserved the status quo while the court resolves this important constitutional question. So do you think that was Judge Roy Moore? Do you think, you know, I mean, the one they call kooky and crazy out of Alabama?
Or the one I call moral and dead right on? Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it was, you know, you might be surprised to know it was a justice of the Supreme Court. In fact, it was even a black man that, of course, you know, many folks would have said that had to be a white guy because, you know, would have been a racist statement from Judge Roy Moore to even do what he's done. But Justice Clarence Thomas was who issued this, and he sided with Justice Antonin Scalia also in his dissent. So it's not like Chief Justice Roy Moore is all by himself there. He also pointed out that the justices essentially were admitting what they would decide even before the arguments. These are expected in April, and they heard this pending dispute over this same-sex marriage. But what I like to see is that Roy Moore is one article from something called Esquire.com that I really don't read, but I mean, the guy says, Justice Roy Moore has now gone to nullification heaven. And then he puts : Alabama and same-sex marriage. Well, that brings up the question, Larry Pratt, is nullification really something that the states ought to be involved in?
Well, the founders certainly thought so. Both Jefferson and Madison wrote resolutions of nullification for Virginia and for Kentucky. And right at the beginning, there were disputes among honorable men, founders of the republic, who ended up saying, no, we're just not going to do what you have done through the legal process. You're wrong. We're not going to do it. We're not going to participate in something that's wrong. And I imagine it got pretty pretty steamy because now we're saying that a guy that's been a colleague in the trenches has got something so desperately wrong, but these are the tools that are available that were used by the founders themselves. And so what Moore is doing is nothing more than carrying on the tradition of keeping government under control. And I'm just very grateful that he's back in office. He was removed by a bunch of yellow-livered, weak-spined politicians some time ago when he had a confrontation over the Ten Commandments that he wanted to erect right there and did erect in front of the Supreme Court building. And somebody quipped that the lawyers wanted it removed because they didn't like that Eighth Commandment and what it was talking about. So nevertheless, I don't think that's going to happen this time because he's been elected by the people as the Chief Justice, and I think he's got them over a barrel. And frankly, I think the feds are likely not to have any further reaction. It's the same kind of thing that's going on with sheriff nullification. There's something like this going on in New Mexico, where a county sheriff of Eddy County has defended the interest of a property owner that was being foreclosed on by the IRS while the issue was still in court. And the sheriff.
And the whole point of the sheriff in that case was, hey, guys, there is a such thing as due process, and I demand on it.
Yeah, exactly. And so he literally stood in front of the gate to the ranch and told the IRS, you can't come in. And they said, if you don't get out of the way, we're going to arrest you. And he said, you try that, and I'm arresting you. And now we're having a showdown.
Game on, baby.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
It's going to be another go at this on the 19th, an auction sale of the guy's property, and the sheriff intends to prohibit that.
And the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association waiting in the wings under the direction of Sheriff Richard Mack, who is doing better, intends to be there if Scott London wants us to be there. So we're waiting in the wings to see what happens. Kurt, you wanted to comment?
My reservations to be there, and I'm looking forward to participating in that. Now, hopefully what's going to happen is absolutely nothing.
Well, they're just going to flat out blink. If they know it's good for them, the IRS will back down, Kurt.
Yep, a little bit more info about the boys coming to the rescue. Our buddy Matt Staver he said, hey, Alabama probate judges are not bound by an opinion of a single federal judge. Liberty Counsel will defend any probate judges that disregard the federal ruling.
Amen to that. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, doing a great job down there in Florida. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac. Get it done today. So we're helping Sheriff Scott Lendon of Eddy County, New Mexico, take on the IRS. We're also talking about nullification, ladies and gentlemen. Nullify now. Many people say Judge Roy Moore's going to nullification heaven. No doubt it's a viable constitutional check and balance put in place by the wise founders so that a single thug judge and others don't circumvent our laws in America. Judge Roy Moore says, hey, this gay marriage stuff violates the state of Alabama's constitution and laws. Clarence Thomas rips the Supremes for refusing to block gay marriage in Alabama. Now, what I think is happening, Kurt, before you go on with this, and I bring this up, then we'll get your comments and then Larry Pratt's comments also. I think what they've done at the Supreme Court is they've said, we really want gay marriage. Okay. There was a headline yesterday that said the Supremes say go gay. And so they really have this agenda, and they know full well that if they roll it out now, the American people will absolutely shut them down. Okay. You got, and even in California, one of the most liberal states, they voted down gay marriage. Okay. The people don't want it. It's that simple. The majority of the people are still moral people. Now, they know that if they then force gay marriage by judge, then they let it rifle across the country, and they leave it all in the hands of the very few robed thugs, the courts, not in the hands of the people, not in the hands of the general lawmaking bodies, not in the proper role of government hands. They know that they can kind of Shanghai the whole system. And what they're doing is they're saying, well, golly, we only got like 18 states, maybe 19 states that are backing gay marriage now. It's not even close to half. We'll never get it done. So they let the judges manipulate this, let the number of states grow to, say, 37, 40, 42. Maybe it even gets close to 50. Let's say there's a few holdouts and it gets to be 45, for instance. Then the Supremes are going to go, well, man, for the most part, all the states are on board already. We're going to support the states. Then there's no political firestorm. It's not like they did it. Golly, the states all, for the most part, approved it. The problem is they ran into a Judge Roy Moore Alabama buzzsaw. And I wish that other states had the guts of Judge Roy Moore. I wish that Judge Roy Moore's in 50 states stood up. I wish that Americans who are moral in some of the Bible states and some of the Rocky Mountain states, some of the most conservative states in the unions, had the guts to take this on like Roy Moore. Now you got Roy Moore, Justice Thomas, and Justice Scalia all on the same side of the page. Who else? Well, Samuel, what's that guy's name, Alito? Will some of these other guys come to the table? We might just shut down gay marriage yet and we could have done it a lot easier and had a lot more groundswell support in reality if others had the guts to stand on moral principle like Judge Roy Moore. Kurt, with that, continue,
yep,
please.
Speaking of guts, the Alabama governor there, he wished he was a little bit more like Judge Roy Moore, but he said he would not take action against probate judges who actually issue marriage licenses and are responsible to the state. He said he was disappointed that a single federal court judge disregarded the vote of the Alabama people to define marriage as between a man and a woman. Now, I might add, I'm disappointed in the governor saying, hey, man, aren't you the biggest of the big shots of Alabama, or shouldn't you be? Shouldn't you be standing up with the chief justice of your state and saying, hey, we're a sovereign state? What say you, Larry Pratt?
That's the message, and Moore is a leader because he's willing to act when others are afraid to act. I think the country is very blessed to have somebody of his stature, and Alabama is not one of the major states in the country, and yet he, by taking this kind of principled action, has catapulted himself and his state into center stage. And I think he's now shaping the debate, and that's not something that the other side is used to having.
Well, we just hope they don't take him out over the issue, huh? By the way, I was supposed to have on Larry Pratt on Wednesday. My email told him Wednesday, and then I called him today, and he politely came on the radio with me anyway, and it's all my fault. That's what's going on, Larry.
I'm glad we can.
Larry emailed me, and he goes, hey, man, wasn't I supposed to be on Wednesday? But I already had it all screwed up, so I apologize. Well, hey, while we've got you, here's what we'll do. We'll let you crank out a couple of issues relating to guns. We'll promote CSPOA. I'm sorry, we'll promote gun owners, and then we'll let you fly really quick. What's happening? Do we see a turnabout when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms and constitutional carry across the country now that Republicans have had power for, let me think here, all of November, all of December, January, February, almost 4 months? Now you can say, well, Sam, they only got elected in January. You can't count half of that. My response is wrong. You can set the stage and you can draft legislation and you can do all kinds of things regardless. So where do we sit, Larry?
Well, in Washington, I don't see a whole lot of movement, but at the state level, things are happening. We do have sheriffs like Sheriff London of Eddy County in New Mexico standing up to the IRS. We do have governors and state legislators telling the feds you're not able to operate in a particular unconstitutional fashion here in our jurisdiction. And that's something that they obviously realize that Washington isn't part of the solution. In fact, Washington is still part of the problem, and they're not waiting. To their credit, they, you know, could have said, well, you know, we've elected this new Republican majority and kind of wait and see what they're going to do. Well, whether they do anything or not, it's up to the states and the counties to comply with their constitutional obligations. And these folks are doing it, and I salute that.
Amen to that. What can we do as Americans? Certainly we can join gunowners.org, and we ought to. I'm a lifetime member and recommend people become one. What else can we do, though, to create greater constitutional carries? It's good to have a concealed carry permit. I mean, you know, it's better than nothing, I guess. Utah's got one of the strongest ones in the country. That's good. But really what we need to move towards and push really hard for is constitutional carry, right?
I agree with that, Sam. The idea that some employee of ours, some government bureaucrat, determines whether or not we, the people, are able to exercise our rights under the Second Amendment of the Constitution just doesn't fit, doesn't make sense. It's not right. And I think the more we push for constitutional carry, the more we succeed in it. And there's a number of states that are considering it, I understand, right now during this legislative session. So the current five could become seven or eight perhaps by the end of the legislative year here in 2015. And so that's an encouraging thing, that we've actually got states moving forward, adding themselves to the list of constitutional carry. And I really think constitutional carry is one of the more important legal statements that we can make, that we are the sovereign, we are the people, and we have every right to be carrying a firearm concealed or openly. It's not the government's business, unless we begin to menace some other body, some other people, become a threat to ourselves or others, then it's appropriate for the police to become involved. But until then, to just be walking around with a gun and to have somebody go all aflutter and, you know, I remember, I guess it was a couple, 3 weeks ago, there was a black guy who was carrying concealed in a store, and I guess he reached it for something in his pocket, and just for a fleeting second, his concealed carry firearm, which he had a permit for, was exposed. And some anti-gun type had his panties all in a knot and tackled the concealed carry fellow. And this one was one that ended well. He ended up being charged for an assault. He just couldn't imagine.
The fact is, it was an assault.
So, yeah, he was taken to where he belonged.
All right, last comment, then we'll let you fly. Brian Williams is getting, I don't know if I should use the term, in the middle of a firestorm. Nevertheless, under his supposed taking fire, which did not really happen, now they're trying to put Brian Williams above reproach at NBC. They say this: Brian Williams takes himself off air temporarily. Yahoo.com. Brian Williams loses lofty spot on the trustworthiness scale. You've been instrumental in getting a few folks like Piers Morgan and others kind of ejected from the game, if you will. What do you think of Brian Williams?
And it's interesting that they tend to do it to themselves, as Morgan did, because nobody made him behave like a total jerk. And Brian Williams, nobody made him a liar. He did it to enhance himself, to make it look like he was this brave wartime correspondent dodging bullets. And turns out nothing could have been farther from the truth. And, of course, now the question is, how many other times, with how many other stories, was he lying like a rug? And his credibility is totally gonzo. And
for good reason. We're flat out of time. Thanks, Larry Pratt.
Very good.
We'll talk to you next month. Thank you, sir. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. Get Prepared Expo. Jeep.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how I got out in the weeds on Larry Pratt. I just got thinking I got a guest, and I looked it all up, and man, Larry, anyway, he's supposed to be on tomorrow, but we had him on today, I guess, anyway. Anyway, it's all my fault. And then I guess I better have Kurt keep track of the schedule from now on, because I get it all in the weeds, man. All right, sorry about that. Thank Larry for his gracious kindness. Thank Kurt for his patience. Thank all you guys. In fact, if I wouldn't have told you, they wouldn't have known the difference, though. But anyway, that's just how we roll, because we're willing to admit. Now, there's an incredible article, Kurt, I want you to look up on the internet really quick. It's written by Joseph Curl, WashingtonTimes.com yesterday, okay? And it says, forget Brian Williams, it's Hillary Clinton's lie that matters. And boy, do I agree with that reality. Now, listen, I got a call from some of our buddies at KLID. And they basically brought this up to my attention, and I had forgotten all about it. But the second they mentioned it, I went, you know what? They're absolutely on target. They're right. Here's what's going on. There are big issues when it comes to the truth about lies. And you know what? Brian Williams' lie is important. It's wrong whenever you lie, especially if you have the people's trust, like in the media and such. But Hillary lied, and they're giving Brian Williams a ton of grief for it, meaning that the story just doesn't end. But for some reason, Hillary, it's not even talked about. Now, while Kurt looks up this Joseph Curl article, Washington Times, forget Brian Williams, it's history or Hillary Clinton's lie that matters. There's also a headline that says, Brian Williams loses lofty spot on the trustworthiness scale by Emily Steele and Robbie Samaya. And they say, if Brian's future as the anchor of NBC News rests on his trustworthiness ratings, well, he's in trouble. Before Mr. Williams apologized for, quote, exaggerating an account of a forced helicopter landing during the Iraq War. In other words, he absolutely lied. He was the 23rd most trusted person in America, on par with Denzel Washington, Warren Buffett, Robin Roberts, and others. But now he went way down the scale from 23 to 835. He's kind of like the basketball player Russell Westbrook. Now, what I find interesting about this is I don't see how they categorize the trustworthiness of a given person. I guess they take a poll and say, how trustworthy do you think these following people are? It's a marketing arm of a research firm that tracks this stuff. It's closely watched by advertisers and media executives. They say the new research came as NBC tried to determine whether Williams can continue as anchor and editor of its evening news broadcasts. The network's internal investigations into Mr. Williams is underway. And, well, people have been contacted, and they don't trust the guy. Mr. Williams, who said on Saturday he'd step aside for the good of the country, he felt like he's too much part of the news, not reporting on the news, and that was a problem. This is about journalistic ethics, they claim. It's also about business and ratings. Anyway, they say, is it a storm that'll sink him or is it a storm that he can weather? And the trustworthiness survey puts him way down the list as possibly getting sunk. However, if we're going to sink somebody over it, Kurt, why? I mean, I'm not defending Brian Williams at all, but I am saying if Brian's going to get this kind of flack, if he's going to go down on the trustworthiness scale, where does Hillary Clinton fit? And she has more responsibility, and she even told a greater lie, but somehow he who owns the media makes the rules. They just protect the good old Hillary, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam, and that's one of the key things you have to always remember is what are the stories that are not being reported on? And this guy, this Joseph Curl guy, he's bringing that out. And, you know, unless we highlight it or bring it, you know, I guess you could say tout it from the rooftops, it'll be left where they want it to be left. But just imagine, this guy starts out his article with, he says, hey, there's a bartender. And he was pouring a few shots of whiskey, and they had three individuals there. One, well, rather grim, another solemn, you know, couple of guys, and then a sole woman among them. And the lady was kind of, well, they say absolutely giddy, while the other two were solemn and grim. He said to him, he says, why so grim, so solemn, and so giddy? The grim man with squinty eyes and a huge forehead went first. My life is over. I conflated a couple of war stories. Said I was aboard a helicopter in Iraq that got shot down when I wasn't. Now everything I've worked for my whole life is gone. Gee, that's tough, said the bartender. The even more horse-faced, solemn man next to him went next. I said I won a bunch of medals for honor and bravery as captain of a fast patrol boat in Vietnam, but then all my comrades swiftly said I was lying.
Can that carry the day, you think, that lying? Just wondering.
I lost the job I really wanted. Darn rough. What about you, lady? The bartender said to the broadly smiling blonde. Ha! I once lied and I said I outran sniper fire in Bosnia. They even had videotape of me walking calmly across the tarmac to meet a little girl who gave me a poem. A poem. And I'm probably going to be the next president of the United States.
And if that doesn't lay it out appropriately for Mr. Joseph Curl, I don't know what does. The point is, Hillary lied. Yeah. You think that Williams' lie was big. Her lie was 10 times as big. She's not only in a situation of trust when it comes to news reporting, but she's in a situation of working for we the people. She's sworn to uphold the law. Okay, a reporter doesn't swear to uphold the law, doesn't swear to tell the truth, doesn't swear to keep an oath of office, Kurt. So there's a greater standard for government officials by far. How does this happen? I only got one answer to my question. How does this happen when Hillary gets a pass and Williams gets the sink? John Kerry the pass, and who else gets the sink, right?
Well, John Kerry, at least in his case, didn't get the job he wanted, that of president.
Not yet.
I think he's gone past that, but he could be. Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I see in this case what you've got is basically, you know, like you said, it's what's in the news. So they take the fall guy, the Brian Williams guy, and everybody hits on that. And Hillary stands back and she just waits her time. But, you know, good authors like this guy and you know, maybe the Washington Times and others will bring this up on a continual basis, because if they do, Hillary will, well, she'll have a lot of trouble. Well,
let me point this out.
It's not going to be the way
I'm
is.
Grateful for Curl writing this article, Kurt, and I think he's spot on, and I think it's well-deserved point that needs to be made. However, and I'm going to make this very clear, however, if you just let it be a flash-in-the-pan news, it'll never go anywhere. Look, it's called, in radio, they call it frequency and duration. Okay, you've got to hammer it over and over and over and over because they save them with a radio commercial. You give a phone number out, and it's like, how come no one's calling the number? Look, people have got to hear it 5, 10 times before it registers, before they can write it down, before it really takes hold. It's called frequency and duration. If they don't make this top news, okay, then it's not going to be. And that's why I believe that eventually Williams will probably be drummed out because they keep it up. Otherwise, they'd just say, you know what, he lied, but so did a lot of other people. Let's give him a pass. We don't see a pattern of this. It's all good. He's a great reporter. Okay. But they're spinning him to sink. They're spinning Hillary so far to have it not affect her. Barack Obama's been that way. George Bush has been that way. All the current, quote, presidential material and people of that ilk have received a pass like this. Bill Clinton with his escapades and his rapes and his drugs and his, the list goes on and on. Okay, they can manipulate it, and he who owns the media makes the rules. And I'm telling you, if we can keep this in the news, Hillary's done. If we can't, though, Teflon, baby. I'm just telling you, the mainstream press with frequency and duration can make whatever they want stick, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right. And, you know, and so that's the reason that you point out so many times, Sam, you know, he who owns the media makes the rules. And then the hope is that the new media is taking center stage, and there's more and more folks that don't get their media that way. You know, I guess this was back in 08 when Hillary was basically given a foreign policy speech on Iraq about her days as first lady and her trip to somewhere called Tuzla, T-U-Z-L-A. In Bosnia, where she delivered this unbelievable tale. She said, I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base. So picture that, chopper lands, etc., etc., but the problem is it didn't happen, none of it. Right after the speech, she was asked about the sniper fire. There was no greeting. She lied, Sam.
Well, don't worry.
It's got to be brought up.
Bill Clinton can't remember if he had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and he can't define the word is, but Hillary's got a steel trap memory, baby, of things that aren't true. Both of them lied, ladies and gentlemen, virtually under oath. No accountability whatsoever. Now, I'm not defending Williams, but I'm saying, hey, does telling the truth, well, telling the truth is what, become a revolutionary act, Kurt?
That's right.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. You want to turn any phone into a radio? Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.